Okay, so today we're doing a deep dive into the trucking industry
Right.
and specifically how tools that are, supposed to be for safety can actually be turned into weapons for retaliation.
Exactly.
We've got this really powerful case study on a carrier, Select Corporation. Their MC number is 990377, and this reputation platform, FreightGuard.
And what's so interesting here is how much brokers rely on these private systems. I mean, platforms like FreightGuard or Carrier 411.
They're essential, right?
They're everything. It's how brokers screen carriers. It's basically who gets loads and who doesn't.
Yeah.
And they're designed to stop fraud, sure, but they end up acting as these gatekeepers with almost no oversight.
No oversight is the key phrase, because in this case, a single broker filed five separate FreightGuard reports against this one carrier,
Oh, wow.
all of them stemming from just one commercial dispute. It's just a complete weaponization of the system.
So let's start with that first report. It was filed for service failure, deceptive business practices. Pretty standard stuff, a commercial disagreement.
A disagreement, not fraud.
No. And the source materials are very clear on this. There was zero documented evidence of theft, no fraud, no actual safety violation. It was just business friction.
That sounds like something you work out, not something that blacklists you. So if that was the first report, how on earth did it become five?
Well, this is where you see the escalation. Report number two is filed because the carrier, got a lawyer.
Wait, what?
They just sought legal representation. That's it. Which is, a protected right. It's not misconduct. It shouldn't be a red flag on your reputation.
For hiring a lawyer, that's unbelievable. Then what was report three?
It gets even more petty. Report three was because the carrier left a negative Google review about the broker.
You're kidding me. For a Google review, that's just free speech.
Exactly. The business review is not a safety problem,
Ugh.
but FreightGuard just, they accepted it. They logged it as another report against the carrier.
Okay, this is already a pattern. So what's the most serious one? You said there were five.
Right, let's just jump to report number five. This one was filed because the carrier actually initiated a lawsuit against the broker.
So, for using the legal system as it's intended.
Precisely. Filing a lawsuit is the proper legal way to resolve a dispute like this. And yet, the platform treated that action, the act of seeking justice, as another piece of misconduct.
So let's just connect all of these dots. This isn't just spite, it's a strategy.
It is.
They took one single disagreement and blew it up into five separate entries. It artificially makes the carrier look like a constant problem, and it punishes them for doing basic things like getting a lawyer or suing.
And this shows you the real systemic vulnerability here. FreightGuard just accepted every single one. There was no check for, duplication or obvious retaliatory intent. It's a huge power imbalance.
Right.
The broker can file reports so easily, but the carrier feels the impact immediately. Their reputation is just, it's completely vulnerable.
And we should also mention the disproportionate impact. The sources note that Select Corporation is owned by an immigrant entrepreneur.
That's an important detail.
Because when you start mixing commercial disputes with these vague claims of fraud, and then you tie it to someone's background, it just amplifies the intimidation. It's a really dangerous narrative.
It is. And the industry, well, it can't really fix this on its own. The path forward has to involve some hard standards,
Like what?
like mandatory evidence before a report can be filed, strict limits on duplicate reports from a single dispute, and frankly, regulatory oversight. You need bodies like the FMCSA.
The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Yes, them. Or even the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, to step in and ensure there's some fairness here.
So when you boil it all down, this case just shows how easily a tool built to protect can be twisted, how a narrative can be fabricated to destroy a real business, all from one dispute.
And that really leaves us with a final provocative thought for you to consider. Given that we have documented patterns of brokers filing these retaliatory reports and platforms just accepting them, should the brokers or maybe even the platform owners face legal liability?
For what exactly?
For something like tortious interference, for intentionally destroying a carrier's ability to do business, that's the conversation we need to be having right now.